Why doesn't BP settle instead of going through a trial?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. BP will be back in federal court today as the civil trial over the Gulf oil spill begins its second week. The only surprise so far is that the trial is still going on, that the two sides haven't settled. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
So far, the plaintiffs have gone over errors in the BP disaster that are widely known. A technician missing blowout signs, questionable well design and testing. BP denied gross negligence. And the market went, eh, no change in the stock price. Here's Investec analyst Stuart Joiner in London.
The market still believes that there will be a settlement, that we're not looking at a 3 or 4 or even longer year process in terms of the resolution of this issue.
He says BP wants to avoid an embarrassing trial and the risk of losing and shelling out $30 billion. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says the plaintiffs, the feds, the states, the private parties, they may want to settle too and avoid a decade or more of lawsuits. It's happened.
The closest precedent is probably the Exxon Valdez disaster, and that litigation went on interminably.
Tobias thinks the value of continuing the trial is to hash out publicly what happened. Once court arguments really get going, the settlement window could close in the next week or two. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.